I am so excited. Hello and welcome back to Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of podcasts. It's been quite a while since my last episode, to be quite honest. I don't really know what to talk about, even though I had more than 2 months of time to kind of figure it out. I just wanted to do this very spontaneously and kind of unplanned. And what's different today is I'm actually shooting a video. So if you're watching this on YouTube, hello, this is a premiere. This is the first episode of Sweet But Salty that's going live on my YouTube channel. And I'm really, really excited to kind of create a little bit more of a visual context to my voice. And it took me a while to set up everything here. So I have two lights on each side and my microphone is in my hand because if I put it on the table, it looks very strange. So I have to hold it in my hand and talk kind of freely. And I am just kind of happy and exhausted at the same time because today I had my first day at my new job. I am a junior art director at a design agency now, and I am super, super happy, and I am looking forward to everything that's coming. And yeah, so that's what's been new. Definitely, I worked on my master's thesis. That's also new. It's almost done. And since this is the official start of season 3 of Sweet But Salty, I thought maybe I should reiterate or talk a little bit about what this podcast is about. Because a lot of people ask me this, and I don't really have a definitive answer. To be quite honest, I always say I talk about what's on my mind. And I sit down and record one episode a week, and it's always about something I've experienced, about something that's going on in my life, or something I've learned, something I look forward to, something I'm struggling with. It's always different, but life is also always different, so my podcast is too. And I decided to mix this up a little bit and give you some visual context as well so that you see me when I talk and that you can maybe, if you're a visual person, relate a little bit more to what I'm saying, because I know what it's like to be a visual person, to like visuals, to be into them, and to kind of enjoy the visual aspect, even though there is not much happening right now. I mean, I'm just sitting at my desk talking into this microphone and with some pretty lights and hopefully a pretty outfit. But Sweet But Salty, the title of my podcast, is really a reflection of the fact that there are two sides to so many things, and also to myself, because I am a sweet person. I would say I'm really kind, and I'm always trying to be polite and really honest and upfront. And I'm also very reserved, so I'd say I'm quite shy sometimes, and that's the sweet part of Sweet But Salty that's reflected in my personality. And then there's the salty side of me. Not that I talk things down or something like that, but I like my sarcasm, and I like being sarcastic and poking fun at situations and at myself. So that's where the salt comes in. And there's this very cool concept, and that's why I always say, Sweet But Salty, the bliss point of podcasts, because the bliss point concept is actually derived from the food industry. And it's this concept that signifies that a food contains the perfect amount of sweet and salty components so that it makes you addicted, essentially. So, yeah. And that's kind of why I like the idea of the bliss point that you can be addicted to my content as well. And what else can I talk about? I should maybe introduce myself to everyone who's watching. My name is Katarina Vila. I am now 28 years old. I'm a junior art director. I studied communication design, psychology, and business. And yeah, because I just couldn't decide. I really couldn't decide what to do. And then the pandemic hit and things were upside down. And I went to uni for a third time. But that's a different story that maybe I can talk about if you're interested in it. And as I said, my podcast is really just a way for me to reflect on what's going on in my life and what I care about. And I really hope that I can touch people with the things that are on my mind and on my heart. So maybe to end this, I want to talk about why I took a break from my podcast. I did this for the second time. I did this after season one and I did this after season two of Sweet But Salty because I felt like I needed to recharge my batteries. And that's so important because a lot of people don't do it. A lot of people just keep doing and keep going and keep creating, keep hustling without ever taking a break and without ever having time to really reflect on what's going on. And I think that's really, really dangerous because I've been there, believe me. I've had burnout. I'm not that old, but I've been through burnout, a severe burnout. And it was the toughest time in my life because it really just, I was devastated. I was destroyed, basically. And I made the mistake of hustling too hard and trying too hard and working too hard. And in the end, I was faced with this question of why am I doing this and what I'm doing it for? And I just kept wondering, what's the point of everything I've been through? Now that a little time has passed, I know that everything that I've experienced, all of my studies and work and this and that, it was well worth the experience, but I could have had it just at a different pace, in a different way, without destroying my health. And if you take away one thing from this episode, it's really this: nothing in this world is worth giving up your health for. Nothing at all. Your health is the most important thing that you have. Because even though you think, well, the most important thing is my family or love or my job, well, you cannot enjoy any of these things if you're not healthy, if you're not in your strength, and if you're not powerful, if you're not you, basically. Because burnout and being burnt out changes your personality. It changes the way that you see life and every kind of disease does. Every kind of disease changes who you are for the moment. And I've been there, and I can tell you, please take a rest if you are stressed, if you feel overwhelmed. Try to just change it up, change up your routine, and maybe even look for a different job if that's what's bothering you. Because, as I said, nothing is worth the price of your health. It's all that we have, because then we can enjoy family and spending time with our friends. And then we can be a good partner. And then we can be good at our jobs. And without health, we can't. And this is really maybe a good start to kick off this new season of Sweet But Salty. Let's all be a little healthier. Let's all take care of ourselves. Let's all be happy and content and mindful of what we put our energy into and whatnot. And yeah, thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you enjoyed this, please make sure to rate this episode on Apple Podcasts if you're listening over there. You can also leave me a review over there. If you are watching this on YouTube, please leave a thumbs up for this video. Comment under this video what I should cover in my next episode and subscribe to my channel. That would really, really help me out a lot. You can also follow me on Instagram. I'm at World of Fila on Instagram. I would be really, really happy to hear from you. And I'm looking forward to next week's episode. Until then, take care. Stay healthy and mindful and enjoy the time that you have. And I'll catch you next week. Bye.